everybody, and welcome to the Organist Encores. And yes, I know that heart is spelt wrong, but there's a very good reason. Now, when I acquired the Standart organ from Ricky Hart's estate, I was also passed by the family a big box of reel-to-reel tapes, which I've been digitising these last few weeks. So tonight we're in the Ricky Hart archive, hence the title of the show. Now you can all sit down and relax now. What better way to start than a trip to Blackpool Tower, the sound of the Wurlitzer in the hands of Reginald Dixon, who on this occasion is starting off his 1960 broadcast season, and what better way to start than this certain tune?
Good morning from Reginald Dixon at the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool. It seems a long time since I last spoke to you, but I'll be here at this time each Wednesday morning for the next few weeks playing you a programme of light music, and I do hope you'll join me. Now, let's get on with today's programme. I'm starting with a march, and rather appropriately for the beginning of a new series, it's called Up With a Curtain. The Curtain, and before that, a special little tune written about the seaside and Reginald Dixon at the Tower Wurlitzer on the 6th of July 1960. Now, most of the time, my colleague Mr. Ogden comes up trumps with rarity on his archive shows, but I think I might be able to provide you something that he hasn't got. Sorry, Nigel. It's a recording of Reginald Adams. Now, who the devil is Reginald Adams, you might ask? Well, he perhaps is best known for being borough organist of Dover for many years, but in the late 40s he was deputy organist at the Odeon Leicester Square. Anyway, for this recording he's playing the 6th rank Compton of the Astoria stroke Odeon Folkestone, that's the one that went to Holland, so enjoy some characteristic sounds with two tunes, They Didn't Believe Me, and Let Yourself Go.
Thank you.
Reginald Adams at the Odeon Folkestone. Oh dear me, I've just realised I didn't introduce myself at the beginning. You're listening to Damon Cox this week. Apologies for that, although you probably already knew. Now, when I told John Leeming about my plans for this week's show, he says, "With a title like that, I hope you have some music from Richard Rodgers." And what do you know? Let's listen to Hubert Selby.
Now we are going to spend 5 minutes with Richard Rodgers, composer of dozens of famous shows, starting with June is Busting Out All Over, we hope.
Thank you.
but Selby playing the Odeon Leeds Wurlitzer, and those tunes were June Is Busting Out All Over, There's a Small Hotel, Lover, Out of My Dreams, and a rather exuberant arrangement of The Lady Is a Tramp. Now, according to the BBC Genome website, Robinson Cleaver only broadcast the Kilburn Wurlitzer twice. So let's hear the second one of those broadcasts from the 30th of April 1965, and here's Robbie to introduce the music.
Next, three little waltzers tripping gaily along with the swing. It's a mad, 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 mad world, My Favourite Things, and A Real Live Gull.
I do like a good waltz selection, and that one did not disappoint. Now, I like Latin American music, and I also like songs with bizarre titles. Here's Gerald Shaw to play one, and he'll tell you what it's called at the end.
Thank you. the last one was... Wait a minute, I get this right. Pilly, pilly, ho, ho. All right, it's here in writing, so it must be so.
Yes, that's right. Filly, filly, ho, ho. And that's spelt P-I-L-I-P-I-L-I-H-O-H-O. And thanks to David Shepherd, who was able to tell me that that was written in 1960 by Janine Harker and Douglas Royster. Now, it's always been said that out of the two Manchester Wurlitzers, the Gaumont was the one for swing, and the Odeon was the one for ballads. But I think even the Odeon could be swung, especially when played by Charles Smitten. Here's something of an outrageous arrangement of Andalusia, better known as The Breeze and I. Charles Smitten on the 19th of March 1967 at the Odeon. Well, we couldn't hear the Odeon without the Gaumont, so to end this week's show, let's hear Stanley Tudor there. Now, I have it on good authority that Stan Tudor liked to drink, and apparently on one occasion he was so, clattered, that he had to be helped on the console. Perhaps this was that occasion. Let's take a listen.
And now, to conclude this programme from the organ of the Gaumont Theatre, Manchester, I'd like to play two pieces. First of all, Donald Phillips's Swinging Sleigh Bells, followed by the finale from Ponchielli's Ballet Music, Dance of the Hours. Thank you.
That's all for now. This is Stanley Tudor signing off as usual with a piece of good advice. Don't forget to powder your face with sunshine. Cheerio, everyone.
Stanley Tudor and his signature tune, Powder Your Face With Sunshine, fading away there, bringing this week's show to a close. I do hope you've enjoyed journeying back in time and to the Ricky Hart archive. Best thing is I've only scratched the surface, but I'll have to sprinkle the tracks here and there from now on, or else I'll be doing Mr. Nigel Ogden out of a job. Talking of which, it's his turn next week, where we will hear more sounds from the past from his archive. So from me, Damon Cox, signing off saying take care and stay safe.